fighting for America.
To those members of Congress who question my authority to make our immigration system work better, or question the wisdom of me acting where Congress has failed, I have one answer.
Fighting for Idaho.
We're hearing out here on the scene that the building exploded and then collapsed.
I just saw the door like literally come to the middle of the street and it hit my mom's friend's car. It busted her car window out.
Fighting for you.
How in the world?
Oh my goodness.
I mean, he is insane. How do you make that catch?
That may be the greatest catch I've ever seen.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award. On 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the Morning, 580 KIDO. Thank you all for joining us. Phone numbers 580-5436, 580-KIDO. I want to thank everybody who contributed to our Miller's Mission, the Boise Rescue Mission. What a great event it was. We'll give you the total turkey count, over 500 as of right now, and very humbled for all of you to come out. Thanks to the Walmart at Garrity and Franklin. Thanks to our friends at Team Mazda, Team Subaru for sponsoring the event. Thanks to Nelson's RVs. What a great organization to work with. And thank you all. Thanks to Bodyman Mike that came out and made sure that he donated several dozen turkeys. Thank you for that. And so many other folks, we appreciate that. And Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, who was working behind the scenes to continue to push this host to take this show to the next level. So thank you all, our friend TPB, Tea Party Bob. In addition to that, Alma the Anti-Fracker, Patriot Ray, so many of you. And we'll thank you throughout this morning. He is still alive. We wondered about that. Our friend Kerry Patton, you know, when a guy like Kerry Patton, novelist, international intelligence expert, goes off the grid, you have to wonder if we're ever going to hear or see from him again. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, man. It's great to be back.
Good to have you with us here. So what have you been up to?
I'm trying to have our twins. That's definitely my priority, is just making sure that my wife's healthy right now. We are expecting twins any day now, two little girls. So, you know, that'll bring four kids into my household in about, you know, a couple days, whatever. And then been working on a really interesting movie called Nine Line. I was director of it and got to act in it and everything else. So it's
well, wait a minute. You're directing and you're acting. What about your friend, the Great Potato here in Idaho? I could have had a role. I mean, if you needed someone to sweep the floor.
Hey, if you have access to an actual news desk, then we'll get you a quick one liner. We need our news desk guy to play a role, because he bailed on us for whatever reason.
Look,
last second.
I'll be more than happy. I'll go all over town and we'll get a news desk. Trust me.
Yeah, beg, borrow, and steal, right?
Heck yeah! Heck yeah! So, Kerry, here you are. Let's talk to about something personally. You've lived an extraordinary life. You've served our country. And here you are getting ready for the birth of your twins here. What type of world are they entering, sir?
You know what, man? I wish you didn't ask me that, because until you just asked me that, I really avoided having to think about it, unfortunately. It's... You know, I don't think it's as bad as people are making it out to be, number one. I'm not going to be that guy that gets paranoid over nonsense. But the truth of the matter is, there's a lot of threats out there that, as a young child, you nor I had to really be too concerned with. I mean, I still remember being concerned about, you know, nuclear war and dropping underneath the desks, you know, for, you know, little... Instead of a fire drill, we would have bomb drills.
Duck and cover, yeah.
And I was still at that age where, you know, I got the end of that. So it's different. There's no doubt that it's totally different today. But, you know, we face threats. Our kids are going to face threats. Our grandkids, everybody's going to face threats. Threats will never go away. Are they any nicer than what we dealt with? No, but they're just different.
Indeed, and we'll get to that. Now, before we go, though, I do want to talk a little bit about this movie. Tell us a little bit about this movie. You're acting, you're directing. Kevin Miller at a news desk looking like the biggest man on TV. What's going on?
Yeah, the movie Nine Line, you could actually you know, go to Facebook and type in Nine Line movie. Just write the number nine. Don't spell it out. Nine Line movie. And basically it's a love triangle between a guy who is a veteran who became a contractor overseas, who is torn between managing his family life back here in the U.S. and leaving his brotherhood that he was serving with abroad. He's dealing with survivor's guilt and a lot of post-traumatic stress disorder. And, he's trying to regain. And what we did is we created through a very entertaining means an awareness piece about veteran PTSD and veteran suicide. There's 22 a day, one every 65 minutes is the average. And some people say that estimate is low. But our goal was to create an entertaining educational awareness piece that would be a feature-length film to help spread the news of reality to everyday Americans. I mean, your listeners know about this crisis that we endure, but unfortunately, the majority of Americans are clueless towards it.
Well, let's get into this. Last night, an attack in Afghanistan, killing over 50.
Yeah.
This is going on all the time, and I'm sorry, my friend, you predicted this.
Yeah, this is what kills guys like myself and some of my really close buddies. Look, there was a time that I was very closely associated with an entity called Eclipse Group. Eclipse Group brought out the most accurate and up-to-date intelligence related to Afghanistan and Pakistan. Our own military, contrary to what anybody wants to think, our own military could not provide the intelligence that the persons from Eclipse Group provided. And that's not me telling you that. That is an array of generals out of the Pentagon that have said this. That's an array of congresspersons. Everybody, downplayed the group known as Eclipse Group because in 2010, the New York Times brought out a really nasty article about Michael Furlong, Dewey Claridge, and so forth. But the truth of the matter is, and I bring that up because the Eclipse Group, from the start of their operations all the way up till today, even though they're in non-existent today, we still talk to one another. And we have still been saying ever since this has, started, this fiasco, that this was not going to turn out right. No matter what we did, if we continued playing the game how we were playing it, we would lose and the Taliban would take back control over the country. And that's what they're doing right now.
You know, Kerry, you live in the world of fact, but, in fairness, you are getting into the theater world, if you will. So
yeah.
I was telling Dave Burnett this. I watched Homeland the other night.
Mm-hmm.
And you keeping up with that or not? No, Kevin, I got a life. Okay. And the way it's portrayed, how the Pakistanis are double dealing with us, I don't know if that's the case. I'd like to think that it is, but the Pakistanis are playing us against the Taliban, and we're giving them a ton of money.
Yeah, unfortunately, though, it's not just the Pakistanis. Everybody's playing everybody right now. That's the world of espionage. That's the world of intelligence. That's the world of clandestine and covert operations. There are no true friends in this world. We might have one, maybe if we're lucky, too. But outside of that, we don't really have friends. We have strategic partners that are always temporary. The House of Saud has been playing us like a puppet. They are our puppet master. Qatar, UAE, all these Arabian states have been playing us. If you look at, really Central Asia and look at our relationship with India during the Cold War, it was nil, because they were so close of an ally to Russia. Today, we've worked that relationship and we've became very close with them. However, let's be realistic. They're a relatively new ally to us. So how much trust do we put in them versus putting into the Pakistanis? Well, the Pakistanis were never close with the Indians. So they were a little bit upset that we turned around and decided to make the strategic relationship with India while they were our enemy during the Cold War. So there's reasons why people don't trust us. And I think bringing India into the fold to understand our relationship with them would better understand why Pakistan is pretty untrustworthy towards us.
Well, did we miss a lot when Musharraf left?
Oh, totally. You miss a lot, though. See, here's what people don't understand. You miss a lot when every leader leaves. Whether your nation was really close with that leader or not,
what happens is you learn how to play those leaders. And once you figure out that little chess match on how to play the leader, whether you're friendly or not, it doesn't really matter. What matters is the fact that you know how to play the game. And every time you have a new leader come into play and a new administration, you have to relearn the right moves.
Kerry Patton with us, kerry-patton.com. Kevin Miller in the morning here at 580KIDO. So, again, as you predicted, this would not be reported. We're seeing this violence going on. We allegedly got a status forces agreement with the Afghanis. What's going to happen when we have the symbolic pullout? Is it going to be open season on our folks?
No, I think what you're going to see is it's not going to be as nasty as we think. I mean, I don't even know what that means, really. Let's look at it like this. Will there be violence? The answer is yes. Will there be bombs and bullets, you know, exploding? Yes. Will it be as rampant as what we saw back in, say, 2002, 2006, 2008? No. Will it still go on? Yes. And really, now you have to look at what are the roles, you know, and the different roles that we're going to be playing and the different missions that we will be undertaking will determine how the blowback is received from the Taliban to us.
Yeah, Kerry, and Kerry Patton with us at 580KIDO. Kevin Miller in the morning. It just, you know, they view things so differently from us. It's almost as if no matter how good the intel, how good the analyst is, there is just this huge disconnect that I don't believe that we will ever be able to comprehend. They quote the Crusades. They quote Saladin. They quote all these folks from the past as if it happened 5 days ago instead of, you know, centuries ago.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable if you think about it. I mean, is it wrong for me, or am I like, is something like, am I sick or something like that? But I actually really respect that about them.
And they've mastered the media.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Kerry, please hang on because we do want to get to more of you and your movie and, you know, soon to be father of twins. Kerry Patton with us, kerry-patton.com. We do want to talk about Iran, this new deal. We also want to talk about ISIS. Kevin Miller in the morning. It is 6:17. Thank you all for joining us. Blessed to be a part of your day. 580KIDO.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now, back to Kevin Miller on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
6:23, Kevin Miller in the morning. Back to our friend Kerry Patton, man of the world, kerry-patton.com. Kerry, it's been a while. I don't even think we've talked to you about the rise of ISIS here. What do you make of them?
Yeah, I don't know what I make of them, because the truth of the matter is I don't think ISIS exists as the media has portrayed them out to be. Just like I said in the past, I don't think Al-Qaeda truly exists as everybody thinks of them to be. And so far, when I said that about Al-Qaeda, most people thought I was crazy, and then all of a sudden they started to realize I was right. There is no true such thing as a central organization known as Al-Qaeda, just like there is no such thing as a central entity known as ISIS. What we have is we have radicalized Islam saturate a ton of minds throughout specific regions in the world. There is no true leader, and those that claim responsibility as leaders, we know, can be taken out within a matter of seconds, and the next thing you know, equal time, seconds, they have a new leader pop up. So I think it's a grave mistake that we start romanticizing these entities as true organizations with a hierarchy, when, in fact, the hierarchies are pretty much meaningless for those that do exist. And in my eyes, they don't really exist in any way. Yeah, there are some leaders in some clan or tribal types of groups. But if you look at those groups, you'll often see there's a huge amount of infighting that exists. So, again, I'm not going to sit and give them any type of credit by claiming that they are an actual structured organization by any means, because they're not. This is radicalized Islam. This is an ideology, which means pretty much anybody that falls into the Islamization of this ideology, no matter where they're at globally in the world, can easily articulate that they're part of this entity called ISIS or Al-Qaeda or Al-Nusra or whatever you want to call them. Let's not give them a name and let's just call it what they are. They're you know, ideologically demented, you know, Muslims.
And in that, though, they are selling oil and stealing and such. So if they're not an official entity, what do you make of their self-funding themselves, or is that a media creation?
No, that's a media creation as well. There's no doubt about it. Now, what happened is the media took a lot of fact, and they skewed the fact with just a snippet of non-factual information to sensationalize reality. What is happening is there are pockets of these groups. They are tribal types or clan types of groups that are in key locations that have specific amounts of assets, monetary assets. Those specific groups are putting those assets into the black market and making sales. Okay, so that's a fact. And the media was correct on that. However, not all of ISIS, for what exists of it, is getting a gain or some type of monetary award through that little group sale. There are pockets of ISIS fighters that are really hurting right now with ammunition, food, medical supplies, and so forth, while other pockets are living a lavish life. Well, the reason behind that is because they're not disseminating their money appropriately. They're not disseminating their money to all of the groups. They're only keeping the money internally to those that are making the profit. I hope I'm making sense on this one.
You are, and let me build on this because it's been a while. You know, we've missed you. I know you have a life outside of Kevin Miller here, Kerry, but I have to hit you with this. What's going on in Iraq now? I mean, the president covertly sending folks there, and we spent all this money. You've dealt with those folks, and when ISIS came in or this group came in, everything fell.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's no doubt that Iraq is falling. It didn't fall completely yet. But my biggest concern right now is Kurdistan. Everybody on social media, I watch this all the time on Facebook and stuff like that, and I think it's hysterical. Everybody on social media is just like chanting, go Peshmerga, go Peshmerga. And I'm like, yeah, dude, I want them to win too, but here's the problem. They can only do so much with so little, you know? And that's where I'm really concerned about Kurdistan. The Peshmerga are utilizing weapon systems that are pretty outdated, and they're really, really low on ammunition. And we have constantly said as a country that we were going to support them, we were going to help them, we were going to provide for them. And unfortunately, a lot of the equipment that we're supposed to provide to them is not making it into their hands. It's not even leaving the United States, some of this stuff. So I'm just concerned that if ISIS, whatever you want to call it, is really, really smart, they would not necessarily be too concerned about Baghdad right now, and they would start looking closer at Kurdistan because they have the same rat lines going into Turkey and Iraq simultaneously, along with even Syria, and that's what's unique about Kurdistan. And if you look at how ISIS is operating right now, if you look at Syria and Turkey specific, you'll see that they have a direct passage into Iraq through the Kurdistan, the traditional Kurdistan area, not just the Iraqi Kurdistan.
Kerry Patton with us, Kerry-Patton.com. Kevin Miller in the morning, 580-KIDO. So besides the region being a mess, what's optimistic here?
I don't know. Sadie Robertson might be winning Dancing in the Stars. Is that pretty optimistic? I don't know.
No, these
seriously.
Days.
You know, what I think is optimistic is the fact that people are waking up and they're seeing there's a lot of crap going on that people are just ticked off about. And when you look at the people, as in the world population as a whole, just getting smarter and more educated, what happens is politicians start waking up to that as well, because the biggest fear a politician must have, in my humble opinion, is a really educated constituency. So when you look at it like that, I have to assume that that's one of the reasons why we saw our Congress and Senate change on this last election. And because of that, if I was Qatar-specific and UAE-specific, I'd be paranoid. Because what's happening is the American people are slowly but surely getting smart about how countries like Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and UAE, the Arab states, if you will, have manipulated the United States and have funded and fueled these terrorists, which we have to go fight. And for me, that's a very optimistic thing. Reason being is because the next war that we fight, which I would actually really jump up and down and encourage us to fight, would be to beat the living crap out of Saudi Arabia, UAE, and Qatar.
Wow. You're not holding back. Let me get you in a couple more things here quickly, Kerry, at 580KIDO. You were right about Bo Bergdahl.
No.
I mean, you were. You were right about that. And we have to give you credit for that as we move along. What do you make of that whole deal that you knew about that you couldn't tell us about back here at 580KIDO?
I don't make anything of it, Kevin. And the reason being is, as I said, like, I've been associated with some guys that are really, really special guys. And I'm going to start talking about them more and more, known as Eclipse Group. Slowly but surely, people are going to really understand the true reality behind Eclipse Group. It was by far the greatest intelligence apparatus the United States government has had in the 21st, you know, century. A lot of people said that things were sensationalized, like, oh, you don't really know X, Y, and Z. Well, no, when you have a human network, I'm not talking about a technical intelligence capability. I'm talking about a true, no-nonsense, vetted human network. It's unstoppable, and things sound far-fetched. There's no doubt things sound far-fetched, but they're not far-fetched, and it's reality. And that's why I could say a whole bunch about the Bergdahl case right now if I wanted to, but why? So I get thrown in other people's faces? I don't need to do that. I'm going to take the high ground because I know I was right.
You were indeed. So, my friend, what should we be looking out for in the coming months here?
In the coming months, look out for two big things. There's going to be some two badass women that are in this world who are just going to make people, like, fear their, for their lives, all right, and because they're my daughters.
I wondered about that, yes.
The other one is, again, go to Facebook, type in the number 9, and then write the word line, the movie. Go like our Facebook page. It's going to be a great, great movie. We got every male, by the way, excluding one. Every male excluding one was a former operator of some sort. I had a CIA representative in there. I had 75th Ranger, two U.S. Navy SEALs, Marine, MARSOC, and then little old me, the contractor. You know, so, like, it's really military-centric. And they're all actors, by the way. So go like our Facebook page. That's a big one. We're hoping that will be fully edited before Christmas, and then we can start disseminating it, hopefully around January, February. And other than that, you know, everybody just needs to be safe, be on the lookout, because there's a bunch of idiots in this world, especially here in the United States. When this verdict releases with that, you know, the shooting out in Ferguson, you know, I know Philadelphia itself is expecting some riots. There's already been leaflets out in Philadelphia about that. So don't think it's going to be Ferguson Central. It's going to be throughout the United States. So just watch your six.
Finally, one more time on the Facebook.
Yeah, it's the number 9.
Yep.
And then write out the word line, L-I-N-E, and you'll see, you know, it's three people standing by a doorway overlooking a field. Yeah.
All right, I'm trying to find it right now, brother. I appreciate
it, Kevin.
I'm working. Thank you, Kerry.
You are a social media wizard.
Hey, by the way, speaking of this wizard, you need a news guy. You let me know. If you like plump guys, I can make it happen.
Hey, who doesn't like St. Nick?
This time of year. Kerry, congrats.
Right, you have a good one. All right, brother.
Take care. Thank you, Kerry. Right, bye-bye.
Yeah.
All right, our great friend Kerry Patton. Nine Line, the movie at Facebook. Much more coming up. Coming up next, we will take a look at Ferguson. It is Kevin Miller in the morning, 580KIDO.
Good to you, Kevin.
Good morning, Kevin.
Hey, good morning, Kevin.
Yes, good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning,
world, it's a brand new day.
Earning your trust every morning. Kevin Miller, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award. 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Our big night at the American Music Awards. Joining us now to discuss is Greg Pruitt from the Idaho Second Amendment Alliance, who actually is the biggest Katy Perry fan in the Treasure Valley.
Man, I am so excited that Katy Perry is going to be playing at the Super Bowl.
You know, at the Super Bowl and all her Katy Cats when she won Best Pop Female Artist last night. I know you were tuned in.
I did not watch. In fact, me and my wife started watching Lost.
Ah.
Because I refuse to watch any music awards shows. So, yeah.
I
did last night.
I'm with you. Well, you've been a little busy camper. What's going on?
Well, Kevin, first of all, thanks for doing everything you did last week for the Boise Rescue Mission, and I'm sure you're glad to be back in a nice, warm, toasty office.
It makes you appreciate what you have. By the way, thank you for your donation, sir.
Oh, no problem. No problem. Yeah, our group has been working on what's called the Preemption Project, and essentially, for your listeners that don't know, Idaho has preemption. Most states have preemption, which means that local towns and cities and counties are prohibited from enacting firearms regulations for the most part. You know, discharge within city limits is certainly something they can restrict, but for the most part, they're prohibited from restricting firearms in any way, shape, or form. And so what we've been doing is going and researching all of the city codes and county codes within the state of Idaho. And so far, we've found 49 cities, villages, towns in the state of Idaho that have violations of Idaho's preemption law. And so we've been sending letters out to these municipalities asking them to correct their codes. A lot of them are from like 1960. They probably didn't even know they were on the books. And so far we've had great success, Kevin. We've had 10 of them that have already corrected their codes or taken down signs and parks that were up that are prohibited. And we've got a bunch of others that are working on fixing their codes right now. One town or one city that decided they were going to vote to keep their ordinance in violation of state law was Coeur d'Alene. Probably a big surprise to you or most of our listeners. Well, we threatened a lawsuit against the city, and one of the city council members called us, said, hey, you know, can you hold off? Our city attorney wants to ask the attorney general's office for an opinion on this issue. We said, sure, we'll wait until the attorney general comes down. Well, Brian Kane, and I'm sure you know who Brian Kane is, the deputy AG, he wrote a letter back to the city just this last week and said, you have no authority to do this. You have no authority to regulate firearms, and basically laid the smackdown on the city of Coeur d'Alene. And we found out now they, on the first Tuesday in December, they're actually going to vote to overturn their ordinance and get it in compliance with state law.
That's great.
So, yeah, it's great news, and we've had a lot of Coeur d'Alene residents and all residents all over the state of Idaho that have been helping us do this and work with the cities to help correct these issues.
Now, are you surprised because, you know, you're doing the research? And remember, let's go back to how this all started. You and a couple buddies are outside Boise Gun Company getting petitions because you want to make sure that people in Idaho can still carry the, you know, still protect themselves with the Second Amendment. Hard to believe that you have to do up this follow-up work. We're not talking Vermont here.
Yeah, there's a lot of work to be done, Kevin, and that's why we started the group. And I don't even think I realized at the time how much was going to be involved with doing this. And, you know, I think in the beginning I was like, oh, hey, you know, we'll start this group. We'll get all 10 gun laws passed that we want to do in the first couple of years, and then we'll just retire and be done with it. It has not quite turned out that way.
Apparently not. And how do you feel the next legislative session is going to be?
Well, we're hopeful. I think a lot of the gun community and a lot of the conservative groups have finally coalesced around the fact that we need to get constitutional carry. It's not kind of like, you know, what is constitutional carry, which we had to explain to a lot of people. It's not, well, you know, that'd be kind of great. I think a lot of them are starting to say, hey, you know what? We may not have very many years left of strengthening our gun laws here in Idaho before the legislature is just too blue. Even with red in there, it's still blue. and then we won't have a chance to do this anymore, Kevin. And so I think we've all finally coalesced around the fact that constitutional carry has got to happen here in the next couple of years. And there's going to be a really big push this year from all the gun groups and a lot of the conservative groups to make constitutional carry happen. That's our main goal this session, has always been our main goal, but I kind of feel that we've got a little bit of momentum. The governor even went on your show and said, I would support constitutional carry. Okay, governor, well, now we're going to make you put your money where your mouth is, and we're going to get that bill to your desk, and we'll see if he signs it. So I feel pretty good about this session, Kevin. I really do.
Greg Pruitt with us, Idaho Second Amendment Alliance. When you hear about Ferguson, what do you think of?
Well, a whole lot of things run through my mind. Number one, I just don't understand, you know, when they get these riots, how people in their minds, you know, they're upset with the police. But yet they're going to go trash businesses and hurt innocent people that have absolutely nothing to do with the entire case. I don't understand that. But as a Second Amendment person, my main thing is, and you've seen this because there's news articles out about it now, that a lot of people are buying guns. I mean, the gun sales in Ferguson have skyrocketed because people are concerned. And, you know, my advice to them is to do exactly that. Prepare yourself. You know, prepare to defend yourself, because if the riots do break out, the police aren't going to be able to help you. And we saw that in L.A., you know, with the Koreans who defended their shops and defended their lives by using the Second Amendment. That's what it, you know, part of it is there for, is to defend your life against either the tyranny of the government or the tyranny of criminals. And so they just got to be prepared. And, I don't understand, again, these rioters, why they're going to go break stuff that had absolutely nothing to do with the case.
No, I agree with you. At 580K IDO, it does make you wonder. And the scary part about this is that if the Supreme Court ever flips some of these great victories that we have, the guns could be going in the closet.
Yeah, our group was talking about that a few days ago in a board meeting. It is very, very concerning that, you know, we've had a lot of good victories. Even out of the Ninth Circuit in California, we've had some good victories. And so one flip, one of those guys dies. But the problem is, you got Hillary coming up in 2016, and she's almost a lock to win it, I think. So
you're predicting Hillary Clinton's going to be the next president?
Oh yeah, yeah, without a doubt.
Wow,
we're already heading towards the first female president ever. She's got the name recognition; they all love her on the Democrat Party. And I just don't see, because my prediction is that Jeb Bush will be the Republican nominee. And it's going to be Bush versus Clinton again, and Clinton will win. And so we got to hope that the conservative justices stay alive for another, I don't know, 10 years.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's not looking good for us. So hopefully we can get a bunch of victories now with the Second Amendment issues before one of those conservative justices leaves. So I didn't mean to ruin your morning.
No, no. Kerry Patton was a little more optimistic. But let me hit you with this. Greg Pruitt with us, Idaho Second Amendment Alliance. Kevin Miller in the morning here at 580K IDO. Let me hit you with this story out of Cleveland, apparently. You have, unfortunately, a police officer shooting a boy who had a toy gun. And now you're going to have, again, the call for people to, 12-year-old little boy here, shot by police after grabbing what turned out to be a replica gun, died from his wounds on Sunday. Responded to a 911 call about someone waving what the caller described as probably a fake gun. What's the fallout going to be from this?
I don't think much nationally. I haven't, you know, I saw that headline. I haven't read, you know, if it's a white cop that shot a black boy, you know, I think that might turn into something a little bit more, you know, based on the relations that we got going right now in this country. And the race relations are at all-time low. But I don't think you'll see much other than, you know, if the cop acted inappropriately, then he should be punished according to the law.
But everybody's answer is always, let's take the guns.
Yeah, that's always their answer. It's not going to solve anything. We've seen time and again in states like New York and Chicago where they have taken all the guns. They've banned all the guns, and it doesn't work. It doesn't solve anything. So the best way that we can solve our crime problem is for more good citizens to exercise their Second Amendment rights and learn how to use their firearms and to defend themselves. And we've seen that in states where those restrictions are relaxed, gun crime goes down.
Greg Pruitt, we appreciate it, brother. Idaho Second Amendment Alliance on Facebook. Thank you for your diligent work and, again, for donating and always supporting us, sir.
No problem, Kevin. We appreciate you all supporting us, and thanks for all that you do.
Have a good one.
You too.
All right, Greg Pruitt with us. It is 6:52. Kevin Miller in the morning. Let's get you to work.
Those MZ, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And coming up, the return of Dave Pezzo, currently 29 in Meridian. If you're traveling or, like us, working today, let's get you there on time and safely. Good morning, Dave. 6:59, Kevin Miller in the morning. Coming up, we'll hear from Dave Pezzo concerning, well, news about your money, your 401ks, what to look forward to in the last few weeks of the year, what happens really after Thanksgiving. Your money should always be working, so we'll talk to Dave Pezzo, Pezzo Financial. What's going on in Ferguson? Does it really mean anything? And you heard Kerry Patton warn that we could have violence all across the country. So we will continue on, and once again, a great reason why we are so happy, so proud to be living in Idaho. And welcome home, everybody. Welcome home. Hey, Millie, with you. 2 more hours, 580 KIDO. Serving Emmett.